In experimenting with these desires, some of the created parts have lost contact with the original desire. This has occurred in many places in this creation. We are here at present to communicate, to those who desire to find their way back to the original thought, information leading those who desire the path back along the path to the original thought. It is necessary that we act in such a way so as to lead only those who desire this pathway along it, therefore not violating the important principle of total freedom of choice. As I was saying previously, each of you and all parts of this creation have particular vibrations or frequencies. This 116, Chapter 5, Cycles, vibration or frequency is the only important part of your being, since it is an index of your consciousness with respect to the original thought. When an individual is aware of life in its infinite sense, he is also aware of the benefits of matching this vibration with the vibration of the original thought. It is our effort to match our vibration with that of the original thought. This is the reason that we of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are here now. For this service that we perform is a service that would be in harmony with the original thought. This, then, produces within us a vibration more harmonious to the original thought. We are attempting to give instructions to those of the planet Earth who would seek the instructions of how to produce within themselves the vibration that is more harmonious with the original thought. This, as I have stated before, was demonstrated upon your planet many times before by teachers. The last one of whom you are familiar was the one known to you as Jesus. He attempted to demonstrate his thinking by his activities. His thinking was in harmony, much more than those about him, with the original thought. His vibration was, therefore, much more in harmony with the original vibration. For this reason he was able to work what were called miracles. However, the original thought was that all of the parts of the consciousness that were of the original thought should be able to generate by thought and consciousness what would be desired. The man known as Jesus desired, and therefore created, since the vibration which he generated was in harmony with the vibration which the Creator used to form the creation. It is only necessary, then, that an individual come into harmony with the vibration that formed the creation in order for him to act within the creation as did the Creator, and as 117, Chapter 5, Cycles, does the Creator. This was demonstrated to you by the one known to you as Jesus. Not only did he demonstrate what could be done, in a very small way, but also how to think in order to do this. Unfortunately, man upon planet Earth has misinterpreted the meaning of this man's life. At this time we wish to point out the true meaning of this man's life. It was desired that those who were aware of his thinking and his activities then follow the example and, as he did, become more in unison and in a harmonious vibration with the thought of their Creator. We are here to bring you information and to impress upon you in a non-intellectual way during meditation the idea that is necessary for you to increase the vibratory rate of your real being so that it is harmonious with the original thought of our Creator. Our teachings will be simple, as were the teachings of the one known to you as Jesus. It is only necessary that you attempt to understand these teachings. Understand them in depth. Understanding in depth can be done only through meditation. And then, once these teachings are understood, it will be necessary that they be applied, and that the individual so desiring to apply them demonstrate in his daily activities and in his daily thinking the concept that was the original thought, the concept that we have spoken to you as being love. We have used this word, as I have said, because it is as close as we can come, using language, to the original thought. However, this word is miniature compared to the original thought. The original thought can be obtained in your intellect only to a very small degree. It must be obtained in your total being, through the process of meditation. Once this is done, and once your activities and thinking reflect this thought, your vibration will increase. At this time you will find the kingdom that has been promised to you. It is truly all about you. It is only necessary for you to grow in 118, Chapter 5, Cycles. Order for you to receive it. This growth is simple. Spend time in meditation and learn of its simplicity. 119, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence Meditation. I am only an egg. Waiting is. Valentine Michael Smith in Robert Heinlein's Stranger in a Strange Land, comments since there are several distinct types of meditation which are currently practiced in this country, we perhaps should explain that this recommended meditation is of a passive nature, as opposed to a concentrative nature. The goal is to arrange for the body's comfort, and then allow the mind to cease its everyday functioning or computing. Within this achieved stillness of mind and body, an attitude of inner listening is practiced, as the spirit within awaits the still small voice. Meditation upon subjects or objects, and that type of meditation closely allied to prayer, are quite valid procedures to follow. However, in them both the meditator is speaking, rather than listening. The goal of the meditation recommended by the Confederation, as we have said, is a receptive and listening attitude on the part of the ones meditating. In this attitude, the very silence is full of cosmic information. Channeling Selections, December 18, 1973. Do not concern yourself if an individual rejects an attempt you might make to awaken him. This simply means he is not yet ready for this truth to be given unto him. Concern 120, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, yourselves with those who would seek the truth, and make it available to them in any way that you can. There are many people upon your planet at this time who are attempting to cloud the memory of this truth. They are not aware of what they are doing. This is not their fault, but it is unfortunately the condition. It is not a simple task that we have outlined, and I am afraid it will require a great deal of effort. We have not been as successful as we had hoped to be when we initiated this project some years ago. The people of your planet do not actually wish to be awakened for the most part. Those who are sleeping very, very lightly are all too few. However, you will know them as you find them, and you will recognize their lightness of slumber by their activities, for they will not be as enmeshed in the insanity, if we can call it that, that is so prevalent on your world today. These people are already seeking. In this case, it will be but a simple matter for you to convey to them that which they need. It is, however, very important that you be able to give them what they need. For this reason, we suggest that you continue to meditate, for only in this way can you be prepared to serve them. I speak not only of the preparation to act as does this instrument, as a vocal channel, but also a preparation of your own thinking, so that you will know the truth with no doubt or hesitation in speaking it. It is within you, my friends, and we will reawaken it within you, for your slumber is but very, very light. It is only necessary that you avail yourself to us through meditation. January 12, 1974. I am going to instruct the people of your planet on the use of love. This will be done in an unusual way, but please bear with me. We have found that it is necessary to do things in unusual ways, as far as you are concerned. It is necessary to teach to you a way of thinking that is not common to the people of your planet if you are rapidly to gain understanding. 121, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, of the concepts that are of utmost importance in your present progression. There are three ways to achieve a knowledge of love. The first way is to relax and let your mind become at rest. This is the method of meditation. If this is done on a daily basis, then it is not possible to shut out the love that is ever present. You will become aware of the true creation and its meaning. The second way is to go forth among the people of your planet and serve them. They will return to you love, and you will absorb this love and store it within your being. I must at this time caution that this service to your people must be done in such a way that it is service that they wish. Do not make a mistake, as so many of your people have done, in trying to impress an unwanted or unsolicited service upon your neighbor. To go forth and to serve your fellow man at this time upon your planet requires much care and planning, for it is at this time rather difficult to accomplish, for interpretations of service vary greatly, and it is necessary that you understand what service is, in order for yours to be effective. This can only be done by following the first step or plan, which is meditation. The third technique is to give all that you have to your fellow man. If this is done, then you will not be encumbered by material possessions. You will no longer give part of your love to material possessions. Giving love to material possessions is an extreme waste of your abilities. This is a mistake that is made by most of the people of this planet. It is necessary, If one is to attempt this method of gaining love, to divorce oneself from the desire for material things. January 13, 1974. We in the service of the Infinite Creator are here in great numbers. What we ask of you is very simple. We ask that you 122, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, meditate. This is important, for if we are to contact you, this will be the way. January 14, 1974. Meditation, my friends, is a very effective tool if you are to accomplish anything. But first you must understand what we mean by meditation. We have stated that it is necessary that you clear your mind of thoughts. This is not always too easy to do, but it can be accomplished. There are many techniques that may aid you in doing this. Various sounds are sometimes used, and things to concentrate on are sometimes used, so that a single thought is allowed to remain. And then, from this single thought, no thoughts occur. It is necessary, if you are to be totally successful in meditation, that you totally relax. It is, however, necessary that you do not go from this relaxed state to a state of sleep, for this defeats the purpose. It is therefore recommended that you remain in an erect, sitting position. This, for the most part, eliminates a great deal of tendency to sleep. January 26, 1974. I am Lytos. I would speak to you at this time regarding your personal daily meditations. This is becoming increasingly necessary as we near the coming events upon your planet. Your daily meditation is necessary in order that the veil might be lifted, and all things which you have been promised will be shown. There is much about this creation that the people of your planet are not aware. I have stated that the principles are extremely simple. Everything is provided for the individual. All that knowledge is yours. It is only necessary that you seek it out within you. Everything that we do is within the abilities of everyone else. All of the people of your planet are also able to 123, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, do all of these things. It is only necessary that they return to an awareness of these abilities. This awareness is an awareness of the love and understanding with which they were originally created. This is the only thing that blocks them from their abilities and their knowledge. It is recommended, therefore, that through meditation it is possible to regain this knowledge and these abilities. For this reason, we continually impress upon you the need for meditation, and the need for understanding your fellow men. For only through this process can you return to your rightful position. The people of your planet are not aware of the simplicity of this process. If they could learn how very simple it is, and not forget this, then they would not any longer have the difficulties that they experience. I must be very emphatic about this, that the entire process is of an extremely simple nature. It is only necessary that the individual realize that he is a part of the creation, and that the creation is one single thing. And that in so being, he and all his brothers and sisters throughout all space are one being. This realization will result in an ability to demonstrate only one reaction to anything, that reaction will be love. February 11, 1974. We have suggested that meditation is the best avenue for acquiring the non-intellectual understanding of the use of the creative force. This is possible for anyone at any time. It is only necessary that they avail themselves of the knowledge that they already possess. It is a difficult thing to do sometimes, when surrounded by vibrations created by desire that is of a nature never intended by the Creator. We understand the difficulty arising in realizing this simple truth when impressed with the thought of those who would desire other than this truth. 124, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, however, it is quite possible to insulate one's consciousness from these influences of thought, and realize the truth of one's origin. The one known to you as Jesus was able to do this. Do not believe that this man was unique in his ability. He was demonstrating to you that this was possible. He was demonstrating that each of the Father's children could do the same thing that he did. It is only necessary that you meditate to realize this. And then it is only necessary that you demonstrate your knowledge of it through your thoughts and your actions. You, then, as did he, will be able to use that force that is yours to use, love. This is the word, my friends, love. But it is not understood. Love, it means all that you think it means. But it means much more. learn what it means, and you shall truly be free. February 13, 1974. We have stated many times that meditation is very necessary. If you are to understand what and how to serve at this time, it is necessary that you find this through meditation, for this is the only process that will allow you to understand this information in its totality. So it is necessary that you spend time each day in meditation, and become aware of the technique of fulfilling your desire to serve. When you have done this, you will find that you are experiencing something that is phenomenal. It will be an event that is beyond your wildest dreams. It will be of a nature that you might consider impossible at this time, but it will take place. February 18, 1974. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator suggest that there are certain things that are important if you are to meditate effectively. 125, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence. The first and the most important is that you allow the conscious mind to relax. It is necessary to relieve it of thoughts that are of a transient nature, and we find that thoughts concerning most of your daily activities are of a transient nature. In order to allow the mind to become receptive to things of other than a transient nature, it is suggested that you sit in a quiet place with the spine erect. This is the most important of the techniques of meditation. A silent place is very beneficial. However, it is not necessary. It is more beneficial to an individual who is starting to meditate than it is to an experienced individual. In order to remove the concepts of an intellectual nature that involve the mind in transitory thoughts, it is suggested that something to fascinate the intellect can be at times of use, such as music, or what you have called a mantra. This, however, is not necessary. What is necessary is that thoughts that are of an intellectual nature be allowed to leave the consciousness. We have said many times in the past that it is necessary for you to meditate. We have said this as an instruction to allow you to erase the illusion that has grasped so many of the people of this planet within its clutches. This meditation that you perform brings you to an understanding of reality. Reality is all about you. But it is not the illusion that continually occupies the thinking of the larger number of your planet. We have said this to you many times. It is up to you to understand what we are saying, and there is only one way to understand it. This way is to understand it in meditation. February 21, 1974. Desire is a thing that dwells within each of the Creator's children. The desire of each of them, however, is different. What this desire is dependent upon the vibratory level of 126, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, the individual. The lower the vibration, the more basic the desire. The higher the vibration, the higher the desire. You will find, as you increase your vibration through meditation and seeking and service, that your desire will change. The things that are desired by those that are tightly locked within the physical illusion are not those desired by those on the verge of freedom. Reason for this verge of freedom is the desire, which goes hand in hand with the increased awareness or higher vibration. However, it is possible to achieve what you actually desire, by removing from your thinking desires of any nature except those of unity with the creation and those of service for your fellow man. The technique for doing this, my friends, is a simple one. We have stated it many times. It is to avail yourself to the reality and truth of the creation through meditation, and then act upon the desires generated by the availing. These desires will be somewhat different from the ones you experienced before you spent time in meditation and seeking. The desire to seek will be generated from seeking. It is a self-perpetuating phenomenon. We have belabored this point many times, and we will continue to do this. Why do we do this, my friends? Why do we continue to tell you to meditate? So, that you can understand your desires, understand yourself, and become aware of seeking and what it is you actually do. Why do we spend so much time on these subjects that so many on your planet would consider to be trivial? The reason for this, my friends, is that these are the only subjects that are not trivial. It is of no value at all to seek within the illusion that you now know as your physical world. What you seek there, and what you find, is not lasting. It is stated in your world that you cannot take it with you. This is fact. What you take with you past the boundaries of the physical illusion. 127. Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, is one thing. That is your mind. This mind that you take with you is, in reality, all that there is. February 23, 1974. There are several ways of becoming aware of your desires, but there is only one that we recommend. This is meditation. Each of you had all the information that this instrument has given you, before he gave it to you. You have all of the information that he is going to give to you. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are unable to give you any new information, for you are already in possession of all the information that exists. Each individual in the creation possesses all of the information in the creation, for each individual is a portion of the creation. The only reason for a lack of availability of this information is that this individual has desired to limit himself for the sake of his own experience. For this reason, we have stated many times that it is necessary to meditate. Through this process, you regain the communication with yourself that is necessary to be aware of all the information of the creation. There is one single, simple thought behind all of it. This thought is the original thought of the creation. In your language, this thought is expressed as love. This word most closely approaches the concept, although it is totally inadequate for an expression of the love that is the creation. March 2, 1974. Upon your planet at this time, there are many, many individuals performing many, many services. Very few of these services, however, are services of a nature that we would consider to be in the service of our Infinite Creator. We find that upon this planet, man is primarily concerned with serving himself. 128. Chapter 6, Entering the Silence. There are many ways to serve, and there are many attempts at service. However, much of the service performed upon this planet, which is an attempt to serve, as we do, our Creator, is not service of this nature. The reason for this is always the same. It is because of a lack of meditation. We have said to you many, many times that it is necessary to meditate. This is the most important truth that we bring to you, for if one practices meditation, then one has no questions about service. Each of you here this evening desires to serve, and each of you is serving and will serve to an even greater extent in the near future. However, in order to be of the most efficient service, it is necessary to prepare for that service with daily meditation. March 8, 1974. Consider, my friends, that each man has a handprint uniquely his own. No one else's handprint in the whole world can match it. Consider each leaf or snowflake, and realize that there has never been a duplicated entity. The way from this illusion, which is a tiny part of reality, to reality cannot be measured, and is as individual as your handprint. There is, however, a quality whereby the circumstances for understanding may occur. This quality is more possible to obtain in meditation, for by it the intellect, which is responsive only to the illusion about you, is stilled. April 24, 1974. We are shepherds of your flock, and we see the needs of the flock. Our only desire is to aid those of the flock who seek our aid. The aid you seek, my friends, has become very much more focused upon true seeking than that of most of the sheep of the flock. Therefore, what we can say to you intellectually is more and more lacking in complete satisfaction. It is for this reason, my friends, that we stress to 129. Chapter 6, Entering the Silence. You, even as you are gaining advancement, the continued need for more and more meditation. 4. My friends, what we can give you through use of the intellect and language is a very small percentage only of what we are able to give you by direct contact, mind to mind. Desire the soul selects her own society, then shuts the door. On her divine majority obtrude no more unmoved. She notes the chariots pausing at her low gate, unmoved, an emperor is kneeling upon her mat. I've known her from an ample nation choose one, then close the valves of her attention like stone. Emily Dickinson, comment in 1975. I omitted a comment here. If the tone seems to shift, it is because some 34 years have passed since I wrote these comments. Desire is that from which we all move. We might desire to have a meal or to change the world. The faculty is the same. The Confederation philosophy finds desire to be vitally important because it is only our own free will that moves us, and we move according to our desires. Through meditation, the Confederation hopes that our desires shall become more educated, so that our choices can become more polarized towards service to others. 130, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, Channeling Selections, January 21, 1974. My friends, of what substance is the universe made? We have told you that this substance is light. You may also call this substance energy, vibration, or consciousness. And yet, my friends, by itself, this substance, this fundamental unitary substance, would remain in an incorporate state. The shaping force, my friends, is love. And so we greet you in love and light. For there is nothing but these two substances which are, in fact, two aspects of the single building block of the physical and the spiritual universe. You, my friends, in your spiritual reality are articulated light shaped by love in such a way that you possess freedom and desire. Your light is shaped by the love of freedom and the love of desire. January 26, 1974. The illusion that is now impressed upon you because of your limitations in a physical condition, as you call it, are limitations that are not at all ordinary. They are limitations that are impressed upon those who desire them for certain experiences. Each individual in this creation is able to select precisely what he desires. This is exactly the plan of the Creator. He not only gave man free will, but he also gave man the ability to select exactly what he desired. There are many, many paths to take through this creation, in actuality, an infinite number, and the choice is always left up to the individual. Some of those who have explored in a direction that led them away from the all-knowing one, the all-loving one, the Creator. In wandering away, there were conditions encountered that were at that time desired by the individual who was wandering. But as he wandered farther and farther, he became more and more immersed in an 131, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, illusion that he created. This illusion is at present so very strong that many of the children of the Creator find themselves confused and unable easily to find the pathway back to the infinite light. It is necessary that they realize for themselves how to do this, for the principle given to them by their Creator is still totally in effect. It allows them to do precisely what they desire. It is therefore necessary that they realize for themselves what they desire, and then it is necessary that they seek this realization. In order to do this, it is necessary that they become aware of the techniques of bringing about this understanding. This is our purpose at the present time, to help those who are presently seeking the pathway that will return them to the love and the light that they now desire. It is necessary for us to help those who desire this, in order to act within the plan of the creation. It is necessary also that we do not overly disturb those who do not overly desire at this time such activity. February 1, 1974. The creation was initially conceived by our Creator to be of a property so as to reflect the impressions given to it by man. It was so designed to express his desires in any way that he chose. There are various levels or densities in this creation. Levels and densities that are not yet suspected by your physical scientists. Each of these levels is expressing the desires of those of the Creator's children who are acting within it. Each level or density is moldable or may be acted upon by the thoughts of the individuals within it to greater, or in some cases a lesser, extent than that appreciated by those who dwell upon the surface of your planet at this time. It is only necessary to desire an effect to create it. This is what the Creator of us all provided for us. This is not understood at present by the population of the surface of your planet. However, it is in actuality the truth of the creation that they are experiencing at this time. The conditions that you 132, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, experience in your daily activities are a result of your thinking and the thinking of those about you and others on your surface. February 9, 1974. Your desire is extremely important, for the Creator planned that all of His children throughout all the universe would get exactly what they desire. That is how the universe works. That is how the Creator planned it. The people of your planet at this time do not understand this, though it is evident to us that this is the cause of all of the conditions that you enjoy on your planet. These conditions range from those that you would call enjoyable to those that you despise. However, my friends, all of these conditions are a result of desire. Man on earth does not realize that he creates everything that he experiences through the mechanism of desire.